Color Purple tells the story of a girl named Celie and the enormous challenges that she goes through simply to survive life. Her journey from being sexually abused as a child, being married off to another abusive man, having her children taken away from her, and being diminished as a human being over and over again, to claiming her right as a child of God to be loved and honored, to using her talents to prosper with her own business, to having her children back and to be treated finally as a valuable human being is such an inspirational lesson for anyone who's ever thought, there's no place for me on this planet. There's no possibility of joy in any way, shape, or form for me. There's no hope for me to ever have anything good ever happen to me. At one point in the book, Celie, who writes to God about her pains and disappointments in life, ends one of her letters with, God, I guess you must be asleep. I felt that way, and I know you felt that way at times too. You have a deep desire for life to be better, to be happier, to be more filled with love and companionship, to be more filled with financial abundance, to have a home that you could call your own, a career that is creative and well-paying. Does that all sound good? And if you don't have it, you wonder, with all the praying and affirming and showing up here in the snow and holding to all those wonderful positive thoughts, why aren't I further along with my dreams and desires than I am now? Why are others doing so much better than I? Not that I deny them their good, God knows. I'm very happy for you. But what, does God love them more? Am I doing something wrong? Is all this that I'm doing merely wishful thinking? Maybe I've misunderstood what I'm receiving in my heart. Maybe God doesn't want me to have a mate. Maybe I'm supposed to be single my whole life. Maybe I'm not supposed to have that career in the arts. Or that house by the ocean I've always dreamed of. Maybe that's just too expensive. What show is that from? I'm trying to figure out. Maybe it's just a dream that I'll ever be free from cancer or free from depression or be happy for once in my life. There isn't anybody here who hasn't wondered if maybe God is asleep or maybe just ignoring me because I'm maybe just really not all that deserving of the pleasure and the good that other people somehow have received. But the wonderful truth we all need to remember is that God gave you that dream. The dream that you have in your heart that may not have come forth yet, God gave it to you. Every single one of us has a dream that God has given us, and nobody is excluded. No one. God has the means. If you have the dream, God has the means for your dream to come forth. Period. God knows the way for the dream to come. And because the dreams are God's, they're holy, they're sacred. And they are permanent when you let them take hold in your life. Dreams do not die. That is a fallacy. They only get pushed down and pushed down and pushed down like a little trash compactor. They keep getting pushed down, but they will not stay down. That's the irritating part. They will not stay down because they're alive. But they will make us ill. And they will cause a lot of damage to our minds and bodies if we don't let them take their rightful place in our lives. If you continue to ignore them and shove them back down into the subconscious, into your heart, they will continue to eat away at you, at your mind, at your heart, and at your peace in your soul. If you have a dream, any dream at all, it's up to you to listen to your heart tell you how it will come forth. Not for you to argue with it, but to let it happen. The manifestation of the dream may outpicture in different ways, in ways you may not have thought of, in joyful ways, in unexpected ways, but it will never die. No one is able to kill your dream. That is a fallacy. No one can end your dream. You can only agree with them and play with what they give you. But you're not killing it, you're simply putting it away, you're storing it away where it will come back up to the surface at some point or another. But it will not die because it comes from God, and God ideas and dreams and desires never die. And you cannot dream for another person. If you have children, please spare yourself heartache now and know that you cannot dream for your children. You cannot give your dream to another person. One of the great tragic figures of the American theater is Rose from the musical Gypsy. Here was a woman who didn't feel that she could have her own dream realized, so she suffocated the lives of those around her, forcing her dreams on them until she ended up alone. At the end of the show, she screamed, "Someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself?" Yes, you do, but you didn't follow it. You can't give it to another person for them to realize it. You can only realize your own desires. We all want our loved ones to be successful and happy, but how they are successful and happy is totally up to them. The story is told of a grandmother who proudly presented her two young grandchildren to her friend. The friend said, "Oh, they're so cute. How old are they?" The grandmother proudly declared, "The lawyer is 2, the doctor is 4. We all know people in our lives who didn't live their lives the way they wanted to. Maybe your parents or relative. Maybe it's you. However, it is never, never too late to have the kind of life that you would like and to have that dream and that desire come into your everyday life, whether it's a career that you haven't seen come forth yet, vibrant health that you were told is always going to be a problem, abundant good without having to strain and work 3 jobs for it, and loving, fun, and satisfying relationships. Yes, even in New York. You don't believe me, you're laughing. Oh, yeah. Even God's not that strong. A relationship in New York that's healthy and fun. Oh, yeah, right, sure. Again, if we're going to have it, we have to change our minds about it. If you think it can't possibly happen, you have to do some work in letting that idea go. We have to change our beliefs about what we can or cannot express in our world. And we begin by dreaming. Let the dream come back from your heart. Let it come up and let God reveal what you need to do next. Well, the first step in having our dream come true is to use our imagination. Our imagination is one of the divine powers that we have within us to bring forth the good that we're looking for. If we can't even imagine it, we cannot permanently bring it into our lives. The good that we're looking for will not come if we can't picture it. I know a woman who was given a beautiful piece of jewelry as a gift. She kept saying, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I don't see how my husband came up with the money for it. I can't see how. I can't believe it." It's easier to hear other people say things, isn't it? You hear those words? "I don't know how. I can't believe it. I don't see where the money came from." Over and over and over again, she kept saying it. Now, the subconscious mind within us takes what we say to be true. Our subconscious has no sense of irony or sense of humor. None whatsoever. And it will create our reality based on what we are saying. You ever say something like, "I'm sick and tired of this"? Or, "You're killing me with this"? And what do you think happened to the jewelry that this woman had? She lost it, of course. She lost it, and she never found it again. Never. I mean, it was a beautiful, expensive piece of jewelry. Went who knows where. Now, she unintentionally got rid of it, not because she didn't like the piece, but she couldn't conceive of it really being hers. I can't believe it. I simply can't believe it. And she couldn't, and it had to disappear. What is your dream, and can you believe it? Can you really believe that this dream is yours? Can you accept that God has it waiting for you, just for you to say yes to it? When you say yes to your dream, God says, oh, thank God, thank me. Now we can get to work. First, we have to imagine the good, and then it comes forth into expression by having faith that God is at work in your life and you already have it by divine right. If you can imagine it, that means you've already got it as an idea inside of you. President Wilson once said, we grow great by our dreams. All successful people are dreamers. They see things in the soft haze of a spring day or in the red fire of a long winter's evening. Some of us let these great dreams die, but others nourish and protect them through the bad days till they bring them into the sunshine and light, which comes always to those who sincerely know that their dreams will come true. Many years ago, a peddler named Lou knew that if he held on to his dreams, then he would see them come to light. He had no doubt at all that he was going to be successful. Lou sold cheese store to store with a horse-drawn cart. As he traveled around, he would repeat his dreams of success over and over again to his horse. No one else would listen to him. Even though he worked long hours, traveling many miles a day, the sales remained very low. He wasn't doing very well at all. He kept getting deeper and deeper into debt. One day, a friend told him bluntly, Lou, you're either too stubborn to admit it or too dumb to see it. But you're licked. It's over. Give it up. Lou told his friend, I have a dream, and my dream is going to come true. So he continued doing his work, telling his dreams to a horse. When everything was pointing to sure failure without any sign whatsoever of success, Lou Kraft kept selling his cheese. Today, Kraft Food is the result of one man who had faith that he was on the right track, and the only one who believed him was his horse. And even his horse wasn't so sure after a while. But Lou Kraft kept going on. He kept going on in faith that God was going to bring his dream forth. He had that dream, and to all outward appearances, he was a failure. Everybody, even friends, said, you're a failure. This is not working. Delivering cheese on a long route and going broke doing it? Give it up. But he kept affirming and affirming and knowing the truth. He was speaking the word of truth, and divine law has no option but to make itself manifest. When you speak the truth, your dream, over and over again, even just to your cat, it has no choice but to show up. Sister Teresa of Calcutta went to the Mother Superior one day, and she said, I have a dream. God gave me a dream to build an orphanage. And the Mother Superior said, how much do you have? She said, I have 3 pennies. She said, how are you going to build an orphanage on 3 pennies? She said, I can't, but with God and 3 pennies, I can do anything. And she did. When you commit yourself to your divine good, look out, it's going to come. It'll be here before you know it. Today, I invite you to start with that dream that you can imagine that keeps appearing in your dreams, in your sleeping time, in the times where you're just daydreaming and looking out the window and imagining how wonderful life can be. Let it unfold from there, and let God lead the way, not picture, oh, what a great idea, too bad it can't happen. No, what a great idea, and I can't wait to see how God's going to work this one out. I remember a Peanuts cartoon years ago. Charlie Brown is struck out at his turn at bat, and he says, all my life I've dreamed about being a big league baseball player, but I know I'll never make it. I just don't have it in me. Lucy turns to console him. Charlie Brown, you're thinking too far ahead. What you need to do is set yourself more immediate goals. He said, immediate goals. She said, yeah, starting with this next inning, when you go out to pitch, see if you can walk out to the mound without falling down. Begin small. Begin where you can. That may sound silly, but some of us have so little faith in our innate ability, we sabotage our good before we even begin. Walk to the mound and go from there. Do what God tells you to do. Just do this. Go for a walk. Call a friend. Do some meditation. Whatever God tells you is yours to do today, that's what we do. We may have a dream of having a wonderful career, so we imagine our good. We see that as ours. We prepare our resume. We practice interviewing. And then what happens is we show up and we get so freaked out by what appears to be the competition. We think, why did I think I could do this? Everybody else here looks so calm and assured and well-dressed and smelling good. I just know I'm going to blow this big time. My resume is so nothing. I've never done anything anybody's going to be impressed with. And on we go. By the time we get to sit down to be interviewed, we wouldn't hire ourselves. We wonder, why would anybody else hire me? Not only our careers, but our health, our relationships, and our prosperity has to be here within, in our dreams, in our passions, waiting for us to spark them with our imagination of how good and how wonderful it will be. With the truth of God on the verge of bursting forth everything we have ever desired or wanted. Now, the challenge has only been in our focus. What am I focusing on? We've been using the divine power of imagination in a very limited, kind of negative way so far, rather than on the inner unlimited potential of all good waiting to just burst forth. We've been setting our expectation too low. We were guilty of puny thinking, puny dreaming. We're not thinking, feeling, using our words of largeness enough. We're settling for just a bit, where God has so much more available to us. We have to retrain ourselves to not set ourselves up for defeat by accepting only the smallest version of the good that we've been desiring. We've been using our imagination faculty, but we've been using it in a very limited, non-creative way. Jesus gave us a clue as to the immense power of imagining our good. In Matthew 6:22, he taught, "Your eye is the lamp of your body. So if your eye is single, your whole body shall be filled with light." What does that mean? It means that if we are focused only on the good, only looking at the good that we know is coming forth, then the good will come forth. God's light shines forth when we see and expect the good to come forth. Even to all outer appearances, it isn't coming. As the saying goes here in Unity, I see it, I'll see it when I believe it. Not the other way around. I'll see it when I believe that it is true. Are you seeing yourself as healthy and strong? Or are you seeing what the doctor said will always be there, so get used to it? Are you seeing yourself in a beautiful and comfortable home? Or do you think with your salary, all you can have is a broom closet and a sink? A lot of people do. Are you seeing yourself with a loving, attractive, generous mate? Or are you planning another candlelight dinner with a dog again? What are you dreaming? What are you seeing as your reality? What is God telling you? I have this incredible home waiting for you. I've got this amazing guy, this wonderful girl for you. Are you saying, thank you, God, let's go? Or, oh, please? I don't think so. It's up to you to picture it the way you want, be grateful, and then move forward. After imagining our good, the next step is to act as if. Act as if. As Will Rogers once observed, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. (Laughter) Goethe declared, what you can do or dream, you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. But we have to begin. We have to step forward and actually do it. You know what you want in life. You've always known what you want. Often people will say to me after the service or after a class, I don't know what I want. I really don't know what I want. How many people say, I don't know what I want? Higher. Okay. To you, quite truthfully, I say, that is not true. You do know what you want. But you may be afraid of admitting it. Or something that's so passionate and wonderful, you just can't see how that equates to your life. You've been so afraid of the dream that God keeps giving you over and over again, you've blocked out of your conscious mind the possibility of it happening. You've pushed it down for so many years, you can't even recognize it as your passion anymore. Every time it's come up, you've been so afraid and so overwhelmed by it, you pushed it down again and again and again. We have to go to God within and ask for divine guidance in what to do with this dream that seems so overwhelming that it doesn't even seem possible. But if God gave it to you, it is possible. Feel the fear of risking opening your heart again to God and then move forward with a divine assurance that God is in charge. Once we know clearly what that desire is, we ask for the guidance in what to do next. How, when, where, all of that will be revealed. It is not for you to worry about it. How is not up to you. That is the problem. We keep thinking, oh, now I have to know how. No, you don't. God is not going to give us the whole picture. God knows us too well. God knows we're like a four-year-old who will take it and then work it in the wrong way. So God is going to give us the information we need today. Only today, then tomorrow, and then the day after that. One of my favorite affirmations on doing this is, all the information necessary for the unfoldment of my divine plan is made known to my conscious mind as it is required. I have faith that God is at work, and my good is assured. So all the information you need to know today is given to you, not for tomorrow, but today. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what that means. So you've dreamed your good, you picture your good, you spoke the word of truth, that you deserve good, and now we have to let it go. And step forward knowing that Spirit is, again, revealing everything that we need to do as we step out on faith. I shared this poem with you before, but I love it so much. I have it hanging in my bedroom. I don't know who wrote it, but it's such a clear truth, and it's so powerful. When you've come to the end of all the light you know, and you're about to step out into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There'll be something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught to fly. Isn't that beautiful? With God guiding you, your wholeness, your success, your absolute good cannot fail. How can it? If God is in charge, it can't fail. Where is your faith? In God? Or in the drug companies coming up with a cure for that condition? In God or in the housing market here in New York? Is God checking the paper? Oh, the market's not too good today, I'm sorry. No. In God or in the government doing the right thing? Do you believe that God is stronger than your fear? Do you believe that God's desire in you is more real than your family's doubts that you're on the right track and that you're insane for even being in New York? A Time magazine article a few years ago reported that Dartmouth University found that the best predictor of survival among 232 heart surgery patients was the degree to which they had faith that they would get well. Those who did not have faith in the power of God had more than three times the death rate of those who did. Another study showed that those who maintain an active spiritual life and attend church regularly, Sunday services regularly, are less depressed, physically healthier, have a suicide rate four times less, and have half the risk of dying from a coronary artery disease than those who don't attend. Let me repeat. Those who attend Sunday services regularly are happier, healthier, and don't die. I didn't write it, I'm just reporting it. We're giving you the information so you make an informed choice about your Sunday morning activity. You chose right. The point is, the more we focus on the power of God, the more faith we have, the more we will see the power and presence of God expressing in our lives every single day, every single moment, in every area of our lives and in every person that we meet. In every breathing moment, we become aware that there is nothing to fear because God is right here within me. Why would I be afraid if God is here? There is nothing impossible for God. Only through the realization that we're here by divine appointment, that we made a choice to come here with God guiding us, that we are doing a holy work, we're doing an important sacred work to find joy and peace and love and all the good, and to manifest and demonstrate that is what a child of God does. Many years ago, an artist decided he wanted to make a living drawing cartoons. Because he lived in Kansas City, the home of Hallmark cards, he submitted his work to them. The response he received from Hallmark was that he had no talent. He believed, though, that he came to Earth to draw. That was, if he couldn't draw, he didn't want to live. And if Hallmark didn't want him, then somebody would. He took his work to other greeting card companies, to newspapers, to anyone he could think of who might publish his work. And they all told him the same thing. You have no talent. You don't have what it takes to make it. One day he found himself feeling a little low, very little money was coming in, and he was living in a mice-infected garage. He still felt, no matter how many rejections he received, that he was there to draw. It was his passion, but it didn't look like it was happening very, very well. But he said, I've got to do this. This is what my life is about. As he was dreaming of this success to come, he noticed that one of the mice who shared the room with him was quite friendly and kept coming over to him. So he looked at the mouse and he began to sketch the mouse. And that was the beginning of Mickey. That was Walt Disney's success. He began drawing the little poor mouse in his garage. And Mickey was an instant success. And Walt proved to the experts that success was possible even if no one in the world believed in you. Deep inside of him, he had the intuitive understanding of what was possible. Our intuition is where God lives. The gut feeling that you have is God telling you, go forward, go for it. I'm here and I will guide you. What is your gut telling you today? In 1963, in the Deep South, when blacks and whites couldn't drink from the same water fountain, many thought Martin Luther King's dream wasn't much more than a fanciful flight. But he saw a higher vision, a holy vision, that all people, regardless of skin color or belief system or who they were as people, should be treated with dignity, respect, and honor that every child of God deserves. His dream is coming into reality. We have a way to go, certainly. But there's a wonderful movement in accepting all of God's children as important and holy here on the planet. Lou Kraft had a dream of success. His faith and imagination brought forth one of the largest food companies on the planet. Walt Disney believed he had talent when nobody else did, and now Times Square belongs to that little mouse. How about you? Are you going to let that dream fade away and remain stuck in what others tell you you should be doing? Or will you let God within you express your dream of wholeness, of success, and unlimited good, just waiting for you to say yes? God, I agree with you. Let's see where my life is going with you. It's totally up to you. It's totally up to me to let God do the work. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in. Get excited about your life. Get excited about the dream that maybe you've put away for 10, 20, 30 years now. Let go of the fear, let go of the doubt, and let the dream take hold. As always, we begin by singing. A native culture once said that singing is praying twice. We raise our vibration rate when we sing. So let's sing our meditation song, I Am So Blessed, for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is.
Breathe in. Let go. Let go of the fear. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the mental anguish you may be carrying with you today. But how am I going to do this thing called life? How am I going to find healing? How am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to pay my debt off? What am I going to do about my family, my career, my job? Let it go. You can't figure it out. You don't have that capability with your brain. Only with your heart can you know the answer. Only with your heart will you hear the voice of God, revealing over and over and over again, you are my child and you are so loved and you are so blessed. But you don't do the work. I do the work. And I will reveal what you need to do today, tomorrow, next week. Jesus revealed what God was saying within him. Let go of your burden. My yoke is easy and light. Take the burden off your shoulder. It isn't yours. Turn your family over to God. Turn your health concerns over to God. Turn your financial concerns over to God. Turn your career over to God. Because God has waiting within you the right and perfect answer. God knows exactly what to do for your life to be happy, healthy, joyful, successful, overflowing with all good beyond anything we've ever imagined. But I have to be willing to let go, to quit trying to believe that I know best. Breathe into your heart. Focus on your heart. Feel the warmth and the light and the joy and the love radiating forth into every cell, into every tissue, into every atom of your being. With every breath you take, the light grows stronger brighter, deeper, until your entire being is flooded with light. You feel that warmth and you begin to relax. All tension and strain is let go of completely. There's nothing to fear, because our Father, Mother, God is right here, ready and willing to give all that we ask for. If it's health, know that the strength and power of God is moving in and through every molecule of your being. You are healed. You are whole in every way. The healing power of God is available to all who call upon it. All we have to do is agree and let God reveal what the next step is. What do I do? And we are guided completely, clearly. But we begin with the knowledge that I am whole, strong, and well. Thank you, God. If there seems to be some sort of lack or debt in your life, we let that go. Children of God are abundantly blessed. There are no animals that worry about money, that worry about where their good is coming from. It's completely accepted. I completely accept the abundant good that God has for me, and I watch it pour forth. I am well taken care of by the spirit of love, harmony, and joy. I am a prosperous child of God. Thank you, God. Peace and harmony, joy and love. Everything I've ever looked for in my life is right here. It is looking for me to let it come. And I do that now. In the quiet of my being, I focus on my heart. I focus on good. I focus on God. I let God be God in me today. Be still and know that God is here. Our great brother and teacher once said, up until now you've asked for nothing. You've held everything inside, or you've let it fester. You squeeze the life out of it. Today, ask, believe you have this good, and you will see it. Ask, believing, and receive. Today is the beginning of the dream realized. With joy and gratitude in our hearts, we are so grateful for this realization. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. And so it is.